Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ Decorate your gatherings, your mahafil, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ For indeed, the salutations, the salawat, the durood, the salam you recite upon me, will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode and silsila of this new series known as The Purpose of Creation. Alhamdulillah. As we previously discussed, what is our purpose of creation? Alhamdulillah, we also discussed how to gain the passion, the jazba, the enthusiasm of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, we learned about what are the excellences of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a young age, especially when a person is in his prime age. Yes, we learned that when a person becomes old and elderly, then there is nothing much left for him to do. So he does go on the musalla, he does worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person is in his young age, he's vibrant, you know, his blood is pumping, his blood is hot, and there's lots of desires and tamanna and, you know, wishes in his heart and his mind. But at that time, a person leaves everything and he goes to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes and performs the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that person is an excellent being, an excellent personality. Subhanallah. We also learned the beauty of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and, you know, performing lots of nawafil, like tahajjud salah, like salatul layl, like salatul ishraq, chasht, awabin, all of the nafil salah. And we also discussed what are the excellences of tahajjud salah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of Islam, that Islam grants you these beautiful opportunities of going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also learned about tahajjud, that tahajjud means that salah which is performed after Isha Salah, having slept, means after Isha Salah you sleep, then when you wake up and you perform the Salah, that is called Salatul Tahajjud, Subhanallah. So sleeping is a condition for Tahajjud Salah, Subhanallah. And we discussed in the previous episode the worship of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And undoubtedly that was one of the worships of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, which is spending generously in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His generosity, his kindness was of a different level, subhanAllah. It was something new we learned about, something beautiful we learned, to the extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَحَدٍ قَطُّ مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ The summary of which is, no one's wealth has benefited me as much as the wealth of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And on that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq very beautifully mentioned, Ya Rasulullah, I myself and my wealth are for you, Ya Rasulullah, subhanallah. And today we are going to be discussing the worship, the ibadat of the second Khalifa of Islam, which is none other than Sayyidina wa Mawlana Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. That personality, the great personality who was praised by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praised by the Sahaba ikram, subhanallah. That personality, inshallah, we will be discussing his worship and his ibadat today. But before we discuss today's topic, let's make good intentions, for indeed niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Make intentions such as When I hear the name of Allah, I will say Jalla Jalaluhu Ta'ala Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I will glorify and praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When I hear the name of the Sahaba Ikram, Sahabiyat Ikram, I will say Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu wa Radiallahu Ta'ala Anha. Likewise, when I hear the name of the Awliya Izzam, I will say Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayha. Inshallah, whatever I learn, I will first and foremost try and act upon it myself, and then inshallah I'll pass the message on to others. I'll try and teach it to others as well. Subhanallah. These are the beautiful intentions you can make. The more the merrier, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we all know he is that personality who was not a Muslim initially, and to the extent that in his heart he had this sort of hatred towards Islam, towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but may I be sacrificed at the blessed feet of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that nigah-e-karam, that nazar-e-karam, that dua of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was accepted in his favor, and subhanallah, when he became a Muslim, he became one of the greatest Muslims to ever walk on the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, he became Khalifa-e-Muslimin. He became Amir al-Mu'mineen. He became the leader of the believers. Regarding Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his blessed son Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that his father, means Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to wake up to offer salah in the night. And at the end of the night, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would wake his household for salah. He would wake the people of his house. Then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would recite this verse, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and command your household to establish prayer, and yourself be steadfast on it. We do not ask any sustenance from you. We will provide you sustenance, and the excellent result is for piety. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is that personality who is from the Ashara-e Mubashara, means those 10 personalities who were granted Jannah by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. So there is no doubt that he is a Jannati. Definitely he is a Jannati. Qat'i Jannati. He is a Sahabi first of all. And then he is also from Ashara-e Mubashara, Khalifa-e Muslimin, Amirul Mu'mineen. Such a high rank, such a high status. But look, his nights were also spent in the ibadat, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not alone, what would he do? He would wake up his family also for salah. He would recite, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and command your household to establish prayer, and yourself be steadfast on it. Very, very beautiful lessons we come to learn from here. Number one, no matter how high or how great a person's status is, he should never ever think or presume in his own imagination, in his own understanding, that, you know, now this is enough for me. No. No matter how great a person becomes, he always needs to perform the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He always needs to bow down in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is the lesson which Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is giving us. This is how you need to wake up in the night and perform salah. And number two, the point which we come to learn from here is that if you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is not just for you. Yes, you must wake up your family members as well. Bring your relatives, bring your family members, bring your brothers, your sisters, your parents, your children, your wife, your siblings, bring them also, and together you must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Quran orders us. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. The Quran is telling you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing you and ordering you to save yourself, wa ahlikum nara, and your family members from the fire of Jahannam as well. Not only save yourself. Today, if you are a friend to someone, you love him a lot, you respect him, and if he is going to be in some difficulty, you'll try your best to save him from that problem. Or let's leave a friend, put friend one side, your brother, your sister, your parents, your children, your wife, your husband, whatever the case is. These loved ones, when they are, you know, they are going to be in a problem, we try and save them from that problem. We don't go and put them in problems. That's not how what our nature demands. That's not how a Muslim is supposed to be. That's not how a human being is supposed to be. That you go and put your loved ones in problem, in trouble. No, we don't want them to be in difficulty. The Quran is giving you the same message: that save yourself from the fire of Jahannam and save your family members as well. The task is not only for you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that is your purpose of creation. But it's not only your purpose of creation. It's also the purpose of creation of your brother. It's the purpose of creation of your sister. It's the purpose of creation of your parents, of your children, of your wife, of your husband. Their purpose of creation is also to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why are you only focusing on yourself? No, save them as well. This is the lesson which Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala is giving us. That وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Command your household to establish prayer and yourself be steadfast in it. He would perform salah himself in the night, then he would wake up his people as well, his family members as well. Subhanallah. Another beautiful narration. Once Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not find Sayyidina Sulaiman bin Abi Hasma radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Fajr Salah. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu headed towards the market. The home of Sayyidina Sulaiman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on the way. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu visited his mother Sayyida Shifa radiallahu ta'ala anha and said that Sulaiman was not present during Salatul Fajr. Sayyidina Umar Farooq said to the mother of Sayyidina Sulaiman that Sulaiman, your son, was not present in Fajr Salah today. So she radiallahu ta'ala has said he kept offering Nafil Salah all the night. The whole night he performed Nafil Salah and then he fell asleep. Allah Allah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, to me, offering Salatul Fajr in congregation values more than offering Nafil Salah the whole night. Two very beautiful points we come to learn from this narration. Many points, but two I will keep in front of you. Number one, look at the love Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala who had for his Muslim brothers. That in the masjid, when he saw that, you know, one of the Sahaba ikram, one of the Sahabi, one of the companions, or someone didn't come for Salah, then he would go and inquire about him. Why wasn't he there for Salah? This wasn't his family member. And this is how beautiful Islam is. That Islam has given us this ibadah. You'll perform Salah, you'll stand together, you'll lie in saf, you'll come 5 times a day in a masjid. You'll meet each other. Fajr you met, Zohar you met, Asr you met, Maghrib you met, Isha you met, the next day also you met. One Salah you didn't see a person, the next Salah you didn't see him, then you start becoming worried. Maybe okay, this time maybe he was busy, maybe he was out of town. He performed Salah in a different masjid. But next Salah again he's not there, third Salah again he's not there. So you start inquiring, where is he? What happened? He used to come to the masjid. So you go, you ask. Maybe he's sick, maybe he's not feeling well. Maybe he has some difficulties, maybe he's going through a difficult time. This is what Islam promotes. This brotherhood, this love. One of the reasons why you all are called together to perform, come in jama'at, it increases love, it increases unity, it increases the muhabbah. When you see your Muslim brother is not there, you must inquire, you must ask, what's the reason? What's happening? Is everything okay? Is everything alright? This is the sunnah of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. The sunnah of Sahaba ikram as well. And this one lesson we are learning from the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that worship, if you find that your companions, not only your family members, first we learned about the family members, but now it's about the others, your friends, your close relatives, your close people, your companions. When you see they are not coming, then you go and inquire about them, ask them, persuade them, motivate them, bring them towards the masjid, bring them towards the ita'at and the obedience of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second very beautiful point we come to learn from this narration is, as Sayyidina Umar Farooq mentioned, to me, offering Salatul Fajr in congregation values more than offering Nafil Salah the whole night. The Mustahabad, the Nawafil, but they are leaving out the Faraid. Someone is not waking up for Fajr, he's not performing Fajr Salah. What were you doing? No, late night I was studying. Late night I was maybe lecturing. Late night I had to attend a Mahfil. Yes, it's good you attended it, but if you knew that you are not going to wake up for Fajr, it was necessary upon you to make sure that you made the arrangements for you to wake up Fajr. Or if you know that if you stay in that mahfil, in that gathering, in that specific whatever it is, then you know you won't wake up for Fajr Salah. It's necessary upon you to leave from there. Go and get your rest so you wake up for Fajr Salah. Because that lecture, that mahfil, that gathering is mustahab. It's a desirable action. But this Fajr Salah is fard, necessary, compulsory upon you. You need to perform the Salah. So if you are giving priority to nawafil, to mustahabbat over your faraid, then you must know something is not right. This blessed personality, Sayyidina Sulaiman bin Abi Hasma radiallahu ta'ala anhu, performed salah the entire night. Then he fell asleep. And Sayyidina Umar Farooq said that to me, offering fajr salah in jama'at values more than offering salah, nafil salah the whole night. So the nawafil is there to beautify your faraid. But first you need to perform your faraid, you need to be punctual on that. Likewise, you need to keep your fard rozas in the month of Ramadan. There is no use that you are keeping all your nawafil, your fast in Rajab, in the month of Shaaban, in the blessed month of Shawwal, in the month of Muharram, the month of Zulhijjah. But Ramadan you are not fasting. So you are keeping all your nawafil fast, all the nafil fast you are keeping, but the fard you are leaving. A person is giving lots of sadaqah, lots of lillah, everything, and zakat is fard upon him. A person is like that, all the conditions are fulfilled, but he's not giving zakat. Then what's the use of you giving all this nafil sadaqat when what is fard upon you, you are not fulfilling that? We need to understand what are we doing? What are our ibadat? What are our priorities? We need to balance everything equally, and then we will inshallah become a perfect and beautiful Muslim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Regarding Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Ibn Umar, his blessed son, has said that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu observed fasts continuously for 2 years before his demise. According to another narration, except for Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, and when traveling, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to observe fast on a regular basis. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would eat no more than 7 or 9 morsels. This is also the ibadat, fasting continuously, fasting consecutively, fasting, you know, first of all, it's the ibadat, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, it's one of the best methods of training your nafs, your desires, your ego, your, you know, all those filthy things in your nafs, in your heart. Fasting is one of the best methods. So this month of Ramadan is such a spiritual month. That in the month of Ramadan, we fast. And when we fast, what happens? We are spiritually cleaning ourselves. Physically and spiritually, because scientifically fasting helps us a lot, and spiritually also there is abundance of reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So this is Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that his ibadat was such, waking up at night and performing salah, waking up his family and performing salah, make sure the people under him, his companions, they are also performing ibadat, and at the same time keeping fast. All of these are different various worships of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when a person does so much, what's the outcome? How beautiful it is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, that according to the glad tiding from the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam is amongst Ashra Mubashara. I told you the 10 blessed Sahaba Kiram who were given the certain promise, the glad tidings of Jannah in this world by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful narration is mentioned. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I entered into Jannah. There I saw a palace. I inquired, whose palace is this? The angel replied, Sayyidina Umar's. I wished to enter it to have a view of it, but, O Umar, I thought of your self-respect and gave up the attempt. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this. Listening to it, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala said, O Prophet of Allah, my parents be sacrificed for you. How dare I think of my self-respect being offended by you? Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rasulullah, I am nothing. Whatever it is you, Ya Rasulullah. How can I feel I am something in front of your exalted court, in front of you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, no, no. It is as if he is also saying, kya cheez hamari hai, ye dil bhi tumhara hai, ye jaan bhi tumhari hai. Ya Rasulullah, everything is for you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So when a person has that rank that he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls others to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He himself has a passion of going close to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the reward that in Jannah the palace is ready for him. This is the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the excellent personalities, these great personalities. May we be sacrificed on their feet, that despite having such high rank, such high statuses, still, they would never ever have any sort of, you know, pride, arrogance, takabbur, or riya, or hubbejah, you know, love for this world, or show off, ostentation. No, everything was always humble. They would bow themselves down and lower themselves, and they would accept that, no, whatever we do, it is nothing from our side. Everything is just the fadl al-karam and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, jo ala zarf hote hain, hamesha jhuk ke rehte hain, surahi sar nugo hokar bhara karti hai paimana. This is the message of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that you need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can, no matter what your rank is, what your status is, and you need to invite others as well. Subhanallah. With these few beautiful words, we come to the end of today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, by Allah, you have everything. If you lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, we hope to see you soon in another beautiful episode of The Purpose of Creation. Remember, don't forget your purpose of creation. Spend every moment in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being obedient to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having the love for the Ahl Bayt, the Sahaba ikram, all the Ahl Bayt, members of the Ahl Bayt, all the Sahaba ikram, all the Anbiya, and all the Awliya ikram, and inshallah, Azzubajal, with the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah keep us with His pious people, inshallah, in His beautiful Jannah. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. Till we meet again, be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of happiness, abundance of barakah. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.